This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The Trump administration on Wednesday unveiled new rules that would allow officials to detain migrant families indefinitely while judges consider whether to grant them asylum in the United States. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan says the administration does not intend to keep people any longer than necessary.
The new rule establishes a high national standard for care of children and families in custody, allows the government to keep families together for fair and expeditious immigration proceedings, restores integrity to our immigration system, and eliminates the incentive for children to be used or exploited to enter the United States.
The new rules would replace a 1997 legal agreement that limits the amount of time U.S. immigration authorities can detain migrant children. The agreement is generally interpreted as meaning families must be released within 20 days. The new rule is due to take effect in 60 days, but that deadline is likely to slip, as it is certain to face numerous legal challenges. President Donald Trump says that he canceled a planned trip to Denmark because he didn't like the way the Danish Prime Minister described the suggestion of the United States buying Greenland. VOA's Steve Herman has more from the White House.
Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump said he did not like having his idea to buy Greenland being called absurd by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way, at least under me.
Trump had planned to visit Denmark early next month, flying there from Poland. He had been formally invited by the Danish Queen. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General will travel to the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo next week. We get details from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Vatican has acknowledged an Australian court's decision to uphold Cardinal George Pell's conviction on sexual abuse. We get more from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
A statement read out by papal spokesman Matteo Bruni at the Vatican Wednesday morning said the Holy See acknowledged and respected the decision taken by the Australian court. He added that Pell has the right to a further appeal. The Vatican spokesman also said the Catholic Church will continue to seek justice for the victims of clerical sexual abuse.
At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
Cardinal Pell will be eligible for parole in 2022, when he will be 81 years old. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Lower mortgage rates led to a spurt of home buying in July. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, Lawrence Yoon, says U.S. home sales increased 2.5% last month.
It is the first year-over-year gain in 17 months.
Yoon says lower mortgage rates lured many would-be buyers into the market, but he's not expecting rates to drop much further.
Given that the market has already priced in for further rate cut, we may be at the low point in terms of mortgage rate.
Yoon says the median sales price jumped 4.3% from a year ago, mainly due to a lack of housing inventory. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And Wall Street's main indices all rose on Wednesday, with the Dow up 0.93%, the S&P was up 0.82%, and the Nasdaq added 0.9%. I'm David Berg, VOA News.